Now we come to the Passover in verse 17, and in the evening he cometh with the 12. And I want you to notice that he came in the evening. That's when the Passover began at sundown. And he came in, I think, under cover of darkness. He's not going to force their hand until he's ready. But at the time, he'll deliver himself into their hand. And they'll crucify him not according to their schedule, but according to his schedule, by the way. This is a very marvelous thing. In the evening, he cometh with the 12. And this was a lovely occasion. He ate the Passover leisurely with them. And very informally, by the way, we've made the Lord's Supper on Sunday morning a very formal service. And you'll find out he ate the Passover supper here with them, and the next meal he had with them was breakfast on the shores of the Sea of Galilee after his resurrection. And I think this was a wonderful time of fellowship. I personally do not criticize church dinners in and of themselves. I think they can serve a wonderful purpose. But the type of church dinners we have today, they're not quite what they should be. It's a wonderful time for people to meet and have fellowship around the person of Christ. And when he's not the center and we're having it just to have a gay old time and then call it fellowship, I think we've missed the entire point. And I think that it's far from being what it should be. And it's an occasion to meet around the person of Christ. And that was the purpose of this Passover feast, by the way. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me." They began to be sorrowful. They say unto him one by one, "Is it I?" And another said, "Is it I?" All of them knew they were capable of doing it, friends. If you have not yet discovered that you are totally depraved and that you're a sinner, friends, that you're not a good person, you're a sinner, and you're thoroughly capable of turning your back on God. If you haven't discovered that, you haven't discovered very much. I'm afraid we've got a lot of people in the church today that their spiritual IQ is pretty low. In fact, we've got a lot of spiritual morons. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They don't recognize that they're lost. These men could say, "Is it I?" He answered and said unto them, "It's one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he'd never been born." And that's Judas Iscariot that made this decision. The responsibility of Judas was great, for he had the opportunity of being with Jesus for 3 years. And you remember the psalmist, Psalm 41:9, "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." He pointed out Judas Iscariot, and I think Judas Iscariot left at this particular juncture, and then he instituted a new feast. On the dying embers of a fading feast, he reared a new monument, not a monument in brass or marble, but one that takes these elements that perish so easily, bread and wine. You see, the Passover had looked forward to his coming as the Passover lamb, and now the Lord's Supper looks back to his death. The bread speaks of his body that was broken. You see, not a bone in his body was broken.